Okay, our monopole law is the divergence of B equals zero, and so we go to the divergence of B tilde is equal to zero, and last, our Ampere's law, which is the curl of B vector is equal to mu naught J plus mu naught epsilon naught dE dt. And so this is going to go to the curl of B tilde plus I omega over C squared E tilde is equal to mu naught J tilde. Okay, so those are all of our Maxwell's equations written in Fourier transform. And now, the next step in order to get these where we want them to be is to take the curl of Faraday's law. So we take the curl of E tilde minus I omega B tilde equals zero. So this is the same methodology we use when we're developing the wave equation for particles in a media. Okay, so all right, so this gives me the curl of E tilde minus I omega curl of B tilde equals zero. Now, the curl of E is equal to the gradient of the divergence of E tilde minus the Laplacian of E tilde. And then I go minus I omega. The curl of B is Ampere's law, and I can replace that with, okay, so I omega times the quantity of mu naught J tilde minus I omega over C squared E tilde equals zero. And now I can go and replace my divergence of E with Gauss's law. So I get 1 over epsilon naught gradient of rho tilde minus I mu naught omega J tilde, so I've gathered my source terms, is equal to the Laplacian of E tilde plus I omega squared, or no, I get rid of no I because I've got two I's, plus omega squared over C squared E tilde. And since omega over C is equal to K, this gives me the Laplacian of E tilde